This is PodTech.net. I'm Michael Johnson from the Bandwidth Conference in San Francisco, looking at music and technology. And I'm here with Rusty Roof, who's the CEO of Snowcap, a San Francisco company. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Tell me a little bit about what Snowcap does and how it is looking at future business models.
Yes. Yeah, so Snowcap, the company that Sean Fanning founded post the close of Napster, has really evolved over the last few years since being in business, originally being set up to help legitimize the peer-to-peer market, which, as we all know, has not come as quickly as we thought it was going to come. But in a unique way, we've watched a transition, we believe, from the peer-to-peer market that we knew from the Napster days to actually a new peer-to-peer market. And we call that social networking. And we believe that the social networks that we see, whether it be MySpace or any of the other growing networks, are giving the consumer an opportunity to discover, explore, enjoy music as a consumer, and share among their friends, and really is a new manifestation of peer-to-peer that's not only technology, but also human. And so Snowcap is now trying to help those individual artists and help the consumer discover their music within social networks in a way that they've never been able to do before.
How does the business fit in that niche? Because it's something sort of that's a whole new space, sort of in between things, as opposed to, say, you know, I think what companies are used to doing before, which is, you know, absolutely dominating an industry and then sort of, you know, pushing the content to the provider.
It really is. And you'll hear good friends of ours like Terry McBride talk about instead of push, it's a pull today. And we believe that as well. We believe that the consumer is pulling their music. And as one teenager once said at a conference similar to the one we're here, he says, you know, I supply my own demand today. I supply my own demand. And which means that they are pulling content from lots of different places. And, you know, we see the relevance of the consumer and the connection with a band today, that connection happening like it's never happened before, that a band can actually talk to their fans. And, in fact, the more important factor might well be, you know, relevance, and that relevance in the local market or the relevance with their local fan. And so we're really excited about what we can see technology do to connect those two and create that common community and interest.
What kind of businesses do you see out there that sort of have to really, you know, be agile, be sharp, and sort of really watch out? Because it seems like somewhere in that whole shift of the relationship, something's got to give.
Yes, I think that's very true. I think those businesses that continue to focus on bringing one to the masses, and they've built their business model around that versus recognizing bringing one to a few many, 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 many times, will be the ones that are going to have to struggle with that. So, you know, where it's any major network or any major of anything that is trying to think that we're going to build a bot model just solely upon trying to get around the 20% to reach the rest versus that one to, you know, many, many, has to rethink their business models. And the great thing about it is that technology allows us to do that. So the distribution channels are now opening up. The ability to connect is now there that wasn't there before. And it doesn't mean that I think certain businesses will become irrelevant. I think they just have to change.
Now, what about rights in there? Because I know that, you know, they're talking a lot here about, you know, we're talking about music. We're talking about what the traditional models of what people know. A band would approach a record company. They would basically give up many of their rights to the music for a small piece of it. And hopefully, if they're successful, they'll get a bigger piece out of it. And maybe they'll tour and make money that way. How does an artist survive in that if they really want to, say, you know, have that kind of cachet?
Yeah, I'm not really sure, to be quite honest. I mean, I think everyone wants to prognosticate, and I like to do that myself sometimes too. But I think that there will be still a tiered approach that will where those models will be, you know, good and different for different types of bands and different types of artists. I do believe that we will see more and more artists who will continue to take control of their own destiny and will recognize that they, because they have more opportunities to self-enable, if you will, into the to their fans and into the market, that they will be more hesitant to give up rights in order to have someone else enable for them. And so I think we'll see some shift there. But I'm not, you know, one of the guys that's out there actually saying, you know, that the old model will totally go away. I just think that there's too much for us to learn and know, and I just believe there's a lot of smart people who will figure out how to look at the rights issue through the other side of the lens and figure out how people feel like they're able to share, maybe control themselves more, but at the same time, you know, continue to make the pie bigger for everybody. So long-winded way of saying not really sure, but very optimistic.
So what is SnoCap going to be doing in the next few years, given that the pace of this system, this infrastructure, is only going to get faster and, I guess, you know, enabling more and more people to access the system?
Yes. So well, what SnoCap has that's unique is we have a digital registry that allows any rights holder, whether it be a major label or one individual unsigned artist, to actually come in and create distribution points and to self-enable in a distribution point. If you go check out what we're doing today, you see these little online stores that an artist has been able to take or a label takes and moves those around. And then most importantly, the fan gets to move them around. So I think as long as we stay nimble to allow that intermediary technology to change and evolve and scale as the market evolves and changes, that we can stay ahead of the curve. The nice thing about technology is that you're always in a constant point of R&D. You know, that you never quite shut down a technology, which is why we like being technology-based maybe, you know, versus some of the past models that didn't allow you to scale and change. I think we have to stay ahead of a curve, and we have to watch a curve and make sure that we know where it's going and do our best to point in that direction.
If folks would like to find out a little bit more about SnoCap, do you have a website?
Absolutely. SnoCap.com.
Can we spell it?
S-N-O, so no W, S-N-O-C-A-P.com.
Okay, Rusty Rue, CEO of SnoCap, great having you on the podcast today.
Thank you very much.
We're here at Bandwidth in San Francisco, the Music and Technology Conference, and this is podtech.net.